Greetings, planet Earth. Hello and welcome back to Imagine Cup TV. I'm John Scott Tynes, competition manager for Imagine Cup.
And I'm Gulnaz Alibi. Oh, we have new lower thirds.
Oh, you're right. I know.
Did you make these?
I did.
Did you sit behind Photoshop or Paint? Were you behind MS Paint?
Oh, no. I live in Photoshop.
Okay.
I'm very happy there.
Nice. Yeah. We got a new bumper. We got new lower thirds,
I know.
Graphics.
Ooh. It's all dressy. We have a whole new logo, a new Starman, in fact. You know,
like nice.
Skinnier, younger, more purple. You know, like it's awesome.
Cool.
It's a whole new year of Imagine Cup.
So we haven't seen each other since Russia. No, that's a lie. You know, that'd be sad. That'd be really sad. Yeah. But yeah, we went to St. Petersburg, Russia.
We did for World Finals 2013. And, you know, we should have covered this like 3 weeks ago, but honestly, we were just slacking off.
So. Yeah.
We're back in black.
Dude, my boss watches this show. Can you not say things like that?
You're always on vacation on this show.
I go on vacation next week, actually. All right.
Now,
we're going to talk about the winners.
Games competition winner 2013 Imagine Cup World Finals in St. Petersburg, Team Zeppelin Studio from Austria, made this awesome game called Shine, which is a game where you've got this light with you like a will-o'-the-wisp, and where the light is or isn't changes the game level you're playing on, which is a really cool idea. So,
and that was the inventor of Tetris.
Yes. Alexey Pajdanov, the inventor of Tetris, was our presenter for the games competition. He was awesome. Yeah. Such a great guy. I think we're going to have him back again next year because he was so much fun.
Cool.
Yep, that was games. We had World Citizenship. So Anna here was a team of one. She came from Portugal, and she made this great project in which she developed a way to do a blood type test in the field in about 5 minutes for like a first responders, emergency situations, etc. It's a great project, really clever stuff.
Wow.
So Anna took our first place in World Citizenship and the $50,000 award. And finally, Innovation, Team Colink from the United Kingdom, with their app, mobile app for Windows Phone called SoundSync. You know about SoundSync, what this thing is?
Yeah, no, I've talked to those guys a lot. They're demoing their app to me. I thought it was confusing, though. They're Team Co-Linked, but the project was SoundSync.
Yeah,
so I'd always be like, wait, what are you guys, what's your name? You know, I always got confused, but it was a really cool app. You like used the Windows Phone and you threw a song to someone else who had a Windows Phone and they caught it.
Yep.
It was like a little game, and they played music, and then you'd surround everybody who's playing the same song and at the same time.
Yeah, like keeps it in sync across phones. So you've got like 16 phones of like a giant speaker of sound.
It's like the new wave at stadiums.
That's right,
it's like the new sound sync.
Oh, I like that. You should do marketing for those guys. That's awesome. So World Finals was over in July. We came back to Seattle, and we did not stop giving away cash and prizes with the Women's Athletics App Challenge.
Cool.
So we had this great team. Team Ada Jam from Serbia won this contest with their project Playground. And we flew the members of Ada Jam to Seattle for a couple days. And we did a tour of the campus. We met some people here, some executives and so on. And then we went to a basketball game for the Seattle Storm women's basketball and had an awesome time with these guys.
And they met the team and everything.
They did. They met Sue Bird, one of their star players, the team. And their mentor actually played basketball in college in the U.S. in Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
And so she was, you know, she was very tall, and she and Sue Bird were talking about, they were both in college together at the same time, and so it was really fun.
Okay.
But yeah, these guys did a great project with Playground. It's an app for educators or parents to play playground games with kids and keep track of like scoring and teams and all kinds of stuff right there on your phone. It's a really clever project.
All right.
And we made a short little video with them. I just want them to say hello to you all.
We are Team Ada Jam, and we are from Serbia, and we won
Imagine Cup Women's Athletic App Challenge.
Woo!
Yes!
Did you make them? You say this, you say this, going in domino effect.
Yes, actually I did. That's my cell phone I'm holding to shoot this video. Yeah, that's why it's all shaky cam.
That's cool.
This is right after we treated them to a deluxe four-star lunch at a Microsoft cafeteria.
Awesome.
No expense spared for Imagine Cup.
Oh, Microsoft cafeterias are pretty good though, come on.
Well, they are pretty good,
actually. They are pretty good. Yeah.
Yep, so we had a great time with Ada Jam. Hello, folks, glad to see you again. it was really a blast. So, super happy about that. And then we moved right on, we did not stop, and we had the Kodu Game Lab Challenge. As you recall, the Kodu Game Lab Challenge asked kids ages 9 to 18 around the world to make video games with Kodu Game Lab. And we had six awesome winners. We had kids from Iceland, Oman, Egypt, Argentina, Thailand, the United States. They made some great games, really cool stuff. And we are sending out checks left and right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can I play these games? Are they online?
They are, in fact. In fact, examine the super. in which hopefully right now you're seeing the
URL. Oh, I see it.
Yeah, it's down there. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you can download the games from KoduGameLab.com, and you can get Kodu itself, of course, for free.
Okay.
It's
awesome.
Pretty sweet. Yep. And that was 2013, the whole season all wrapped up. In like, like 45 seconds?
Yeah.
Is that how long it was?
Yeah, that's all we need. We didn't need all those other episodes we did.
That's right.
We just needed this 45 seconds.
Yeah, just stop watching now, come back in a year, you'll catch up right away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now we're going to 2014.
Exactly.
Ooh!
So I wonder who we could get to announce Imagine Cup 2014.
I have no idea.
Like
me?
Why didn't
you guys pick me?
I don't know. Maybe somebody else.
Everyone recognizes me, right?
Well, that's actually at World Finals.
All 90,000 Microsoft. Oh yeah, that was.
Everyone right. At World Finals I talked to were like, "Oh, John from Imagine Cup TV. Yeah, we already met Golnaz."
Like, dude, I already made like so many Facebook friends. They all added me. I added them on LinkedIn. I'm like. I was promised if I went to Libya or Egypt or Croatia that I'd have a place to stay.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
that's awesome, you know.
Keep your promises.
Imagine Cup's a global community. That's pretty sweet. Well, we do have an announcement to make. In case you didn't see World Finals, weren't at World Finals, didn't watch the live stream World Finals, shame on you. Take it away.
Since its founding in 2003, Imagine Cup has traveled the world. From Barcelona to Sao Paulo, from Yokohama to Delhi, from Seoul to Paris, from Cairo to Warsaw, from New York to Sydney, to St. Petersburg. But there is one place Imagine Cup has never been.
Home. In 2014, Imagine Cup comes to Seattle, Microsoft's hometown. And frankly, I can't wait. Microsoft was founded by students, and we believe that students have amazing and incredible ideas and potential. We're thrilled to welcome the brightest students from around the world to our hometown. And we're excited to see your passion, hear your brilliant ideas, and share your innovations with the newest Microsoft tools and technology. So dream it, build it, and live it. Imagine Cup 2014 here in Seattle, Washington. It's going to be absolutely incredible.
Let me tell you a little something about this Imagine Cup being in Seattle.
I'm listening.
I think it is amazing that it's in Seattle.
Yeah?
That was my idea. I was like, we should have it in Seattle because kids can come see the Channel 9 studio.
Oh,
they can see the whole campus.
They
can meet the people. I think it's horrible for employees because I want to go travel the world.
Yeah, well.
But for the students, I think it is awesome.
Yeah.
So good call.
Well, you know, and I agree. You know, last, about a year ago, we brought out the winners of the 2012 Imagine Cup Grants Program. And they came from, you know, countries all over the planet. And we brought them out to Microsoft to visit. And they were so excited to visit Microsoft and see the headquarters and so forth. And we realized, like, this is kind of a special place to people. Like, they've heard about this place all their lives. So we thought, what the hey? Let's do it here.
Like, people like me and John, who've been working here for a couple years, were numb to it.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
When I was a student and I came here, I was blown away. I was
so
impressed. I was like, oh, I want to live here. I want to move here. And look what happened. Now I'm stuck.
You did.
And I did.
And now you're like, why can't it be in Paris this
year? Yeah, now I'm like, let's go to London and Paris and St. Petersburg. I'm spoiled.
Yep. Well, we are underway with Imagine Cup 2014. We just launched a few days ago. And if you've been to our brand new website, you will see our competitions are back. Games, Innovation, and World Citizenship are here again with a top prize of...
$50,000!
Woo! That's right! $50,000 for each of these three contests.
Cool.
Which would be pretty sweet. But also this year, we made a change in our challenges. Pretty much every year, we kind of change these around a little bit. So this year, we're going to be talking all year long about the software development lifecycle. And to do that, we've got three new global online challenges, which have started now. The pitch video challenge is available right now. You can submit your project to it. Deadline is October 25th, so get busy. That's 5 minutes for you to record a video about your project, your team, your vision, how you're going to make it happen, that kind of stuff. We're going to follow that up with two more contests, the Project Blueprint Challenge and the User Experience Challenge. More on those as the year continues.
So the pitch video, can it be like 30 seconds?
Sure. Yeah, it could be 30 seconds.
Some kids are so energetic,
yeah, if you just
yelling
wanna,
at the camera.
If you just want to say like, I'm making Instagram for squirrels. Done.
Done.
Out. Mic drop. Sure. No
Dude,
problem.
Dude, that's like the winner.
I just won. Give my money.
That is a genius idea.
Absolutely.
Instagram for squirrels.
Yeah.
Just squirrel pictures.
No, like squirrels use it.
Oh, yeah, even better.
Like they take selfies,
even
they take, like here's an acorn, that kind of, yeah, totally.
Damn.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
So yeah, Pitch Video Challenge launched right now. Go check it out. Read the rules. Get involved. Register your new account. Make your team, the whole deal. Get going. It's on our site. Have a blast.
Cool.
And I think that is that.
Yes!
All right. It's been a great show. Glad to be back in the studio with you, Golnaz.
Glad to be here with you, but we're going to come every 3 weeks, right?
At least.
Okay. All right. Until next time.
See ya.